Billy, you say you've never had a religious experience.
No, no.
Does that mean that you're not a religious man, or are you religious in a different way?
None whatsoever. I can't decide whether I'm an agnostic or atheist. It's kind of hard to decide what I am. It's kind of in between.
What do you believe?
Huh?
What do you believe?
I believe in, what I believe?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Billy Carter. I voted for Jimmy because George Wallace didn't run.
I don't believe that. If we're talking about what people believe, I know you've used that line before in public, but I don't believe that you would have voted for George Wallace if he were running against your own brother.
You know what? It would have been a hell of a choice.
You mean that ideologically, don't you, rather than personally?
I'm not sure the word.
Oh, you know.
No, personally, I don't know. I'm a biggest. I hate blacks. I hate whites. I hate Jews. I hate Arabs. I hate everybody. I love people. That's my aim in life. I like people. I don't have.
Yeah. You don't like for people to be categorized by labels.
I don't. I love people and. I'm different, but I have no, as far as religion goes, I have none whatsoever.
Well, just like you hate blacks and whites and Jews, you hate Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians and everything.
Right, in faith.
So I think that says a whole lot without you saying it.
Right, in faith healers and everything else.
How do you feel about politicians?
I like a lot of politicians. Some of my best friends are politicians.
Apparently so.
I won't tell you which ones. Some of them won that Jimmy campaigned for, some of them lost.
What was it that sustained this man in what looked to everybody else to be a purely quixotic quest? What sustained him in the face of all of the defeat that he did encounter? Where does that faith in his own power, his own force, his own ability to cut through a system and reorganize it and dominate it, where does that come from? And before we turn to either of the members of the Carter family, I want to get the view of sort of an informed outsider. Outside him, but he's not a member of the family, but you know the man well, and you've been very interested in his political career. What's your theory of Jimmy Carter? And then Ruth Carter Stapleton and Billy Carter will tell you why you're wrong, I imagine.
Well, perhaps they will, but I suppose the way I would respond to that is to say my first impression upon meeting Jimmy was that he was a man of enormous self-confidence. Ruth mentioned this earlier, but he believed in himself. At the same time, he was also a man who had done a good job as the governor of the state of Georgia and was reasonably certain that he could do a good job, as he's shown he can do, as president of this country. Then he believed that he had the capacity to govern and wanted the opportunity to govern, and he knew that he had the path set out that he should follow in order to do that, hence the step through the various primaries and so forth. Now, what sustains that? Why this man and not some other person? Well, I think it's that combination in any of us where we take the faith that governs how we face life, strengthens us and sustains us. In his case, it's a belief that God is a living reality, that living reality relates to each of us in a personal way, that as we remain open to that reality, then we are able to be our best selves in any situation we confront. Now, he happens to be a very skillful political person, a very excellent administrator, and a kind of a man who put all of these combinations together to be a good president. Now, that means that someone else with different skills could take the same faith and apply them in another way. He happened to be able to apply them in the direction of being president. Now, I think that's how I see his faith relating to his being the president.
Does that make sense to either of the two resident members of the Carter family?
That sounds real good.
I like the reason Jimmy's president because he works so hard for it. And frankly, I've told Ruth before and I've told Jimmy before, I think his faith and religion hurt him more than it helped him. And I've told you before, you know that.
But Jim Wall has just been saying that without his deep religious commitment, he never would have had...
I don't think that was his fault, though, Billy.
Well, it wasn't, but I think what did it with Jimmy... I think Ruth will tell you that I was the first person, besides Rosen, he told me to run for president. I said, run, man. If you can beat the damn machine, you can win it.
But why did his religion hurt him? What do you mean by that? You mean the way the public looked at him as a religious person?
As a born-again Christian, which I don't know what one is because I ain't never done it. I was born one time, and Lord knows I've been sorry ever since.
Well, you're still a pretty young man, Billy, and I imagine your sister... has faith that you're going to have the born-again experience before you're finished.
I'm sure I never will. I'm going to have a... The day I die, I've got my funeral already planned. I've got my pallbearers there and everything else. And Tom T. Hall is coming and singing, "I Love Beer." And that's going to be the theme song. But I think it was Jimmy's hard work and determination. And frankly, as I feel, which is different than the rest of the family. I think religion is... Martin, I can't say I always ask him, but I have no faith whatsoever, personally, myself, in religion whatsoever. And I think it's a bad thing to say, and Ruth knows how I feel, because I told her. And I think Jimmy's religion, I think it hurt him of all more than it helped him.
I guess what you're saying then is that it hurt him in the sense that a lot of people out in the public that don't like religious folk and who don't feel themselves to be religious were turned off by that.
I think it's a lot of folks I think it's more folks that like I travel the country. I travel all the time. I just came from California. I think it's a lot more folks that like Billy Carr than likes Billy Graham.